Welcome to East Meets West, episode 77. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Roger Chang. 77. Wow. It's like a palindrome with numbers.
It's like a cliche for us to get really impressed on our own episode numbers, though.
Stop that. Okay. I'm really...
Wow, I can't believe we've been doing this for
77 episodes. Yeah, exactly. You know, I remember when we first started, all we had are one of those styrofoam, you know, ice chests. Now we've upgraded to one of those polymer plastic ones with the foam inside so you can't destroy it.
The hell are you talking about?
Whatever.
Ice chests? When did ice chests ever enter into it?
Nothing. Fine. Continue.
Explain yourself, Chang.
I don't have to explain myself to you. You're not my dad.
No, thank goodness. That's the twist in episode 100. You're giving it away.
Well,
Roger, I am your father.
How very dated. Derivative, even.
So, Roger and I went to see 16 Candles in the Park yesterday in celebration of Veronica Belmont's birthday.
Yes, it was most quaint.
Now, if we talk a lot about this, it's going to turn into a Web 2.0 gossip podcast. It's like the Entertainment Tonight of Web
2.0.
Because Ryan Block from Engadget was there, of course, as well as Eric from Phone Scoop.
What's
and
that?
And Marina Slutsky of Geek Entertainment Television.
Not sure what you're talking about there, Tom. I'm familiar with all of those. You're speaking Greek to me. I don't know what you're talking
you're
about.
You're familiar with all of them, and
no,
you don't. Know
I said I am unfamiliar.
Oh, you're unfamiliar with Engadget.
Hey, listen to my prefixes. All right, jeez.
Well, if you'd speak clearly.
Oh, and maybe you paid attention.
Anyway, they.
You know, it's kind
of. Did you ever see that movie?
Better Off Dead.
No,
my $2.
The Wedding Planner.
The Wedding Planner
with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I kind of slept through it.
They have this thing where they're in San Francisco and they go to see the movie in the park in Golden Gate Park, but they never do that there. And I guess now they started doing this in Dolores Park since that movie came out.
You know, yeah, but they used to do the movie thing quite regularly in Union Square,
and then I think they tried to
transplant it out to another neighborhood
to Dolores Park where it was less parking.
I think it was, they did it because actually, they finally parking. Cleaned out all the needles and stuff, and after like.
Union Square?
No, in Dolores Park.
Oh, in Dolores Park.
By like 8 years ago, it was pretty seedy.
It was pretty funny, though, when they were about to make a big deal about the fact that they have green energy and solar panels, and then the power went out, and the air started coming out of the inflatable screen, and it started to collapse.
Yes, because, you know, the sun is rather finicky over the San Francisco highlands.
It's batteries. It's not like it has to have the sun shining the whole time.
Maybe if the sun was shining most of the day, they could have got more juice.
What they explained was that the solar panels were supposed to be parked close to the power needs, and somebody had parked their Prius in the spot meant for the solar panels, so they weren't able to get all of the juice out of it that they needed.
Uh-huh. Dude, the thing was only parked another 3 car lengths away.
Maybe there's a cord just didn't reach.
Oh, come on. That's the lamest excuse I've ever heard.
It could be real, though. Yeah. Just because it's lame doesn't mean it's a lie.
It's true, but it doesn't mean it's an acceptable one.
You didn't get into any of the Harry Potter stuff, huh?
No. I'm not going to go around with a bunch of ankle biters and...
Ankle biters?
Tweeners going waiting in line for the freaking book.
It's not all ankle biters and tweeners. I know many people of all ages who enjoy Harry Potter.
That's good. So do I.
I saw probably a 16-year-old girl just sitting in the Barnes & Noble reading Harry Potter. And she was like a hip-looking girl. She was unashamed.
Okay.
And then there's like a 40-something-year-old woman here in the building who ordered Harry Potter. I saw it came in for her. Why do you hate fun?
I don't hate fun. I just don't really see what the hubbub is over Harry Potter.
Well, you read book one and you hated it. That's why.
I didn't hate it. I just wasn't enthralled by it. It's like some sort of second coming. Oh my God, you gotta get this. It's going to complete your life. It's like, whatever.
No one. Maybe that's it. Maybe your expectations are too high. No one says it's going to complete your life.
Maybe.
Maybe you're looking for something that just can't be found.
If the pages of a novel about an adolescent who becomes, or the adolescent/coming-of-age wizard story.
Well, I'm about halfway through it, so let me spoil it for you. No, just kidding.
Okay.
A lot of people just stop.
You know
what?
I'm going to say the very cliche term. I'll wait for the movie.
Do you watch all the Harry Potter movies?
No.
No. Well, then why are you even saying that?
Because it's
a lie.
It's a joke. Heaven forbid comedy ever come into play in our podcast.
That'd be a first if we eventually said something funny.
Oh, well, maybe we should replace you.
Hey, now. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. I relaunched my own personal website.
Yes, this time it made it into orbit.
I'm not talking about subbrilliant.com. That's like my experimental website. But I launched TomMerritt.com.
That's
not the design I want, though. I'm still
subbrilliant,
in negotiations with Jonathan C. and Kevin C. on getting an actual design. The design that's up there is just like a placeholder.
Okay. So what do you plan to do with your website?
See, I think I've never had a place where I actually seriously talked about myself, which is what most bloggers do. So I've figured
out. Are you going to make it a blogging page?
I'm going to make it like a big resume sort of blog. Like work stuff that I do or appearances or things I'm working on that, you know, so people it's like a career thing.
Interesting.
Whereas subbrilliant.com will continue to be just like stuff I like to do.
Uh-huh.
Like this.
Oh, that's great.
What?
You're the one that's looking for the affirmation for me.
Didn't say I was looking for anything.
Uh-huh. But you didn't say anything. That's the point. You looked at me with those eyes.
Those eyes?
Those eyes.
What eyes?
What, you're blind now, too?
Oh, brother. You just didn't say anything.
I said you're not my father, not my brother. Oh, moving on to different parts of my family.
I am not your sister.
That's true. And thankfully so, because it'd be mighty disturbing.
I think we just go to comments this week. I don't got much else to you.
No, I mean, other than the fact that I think they should have played something other than 16 Candles if they're going to pick a John Hughes movie.
Well, they may have. They do it every week, so.
I don't know. It was kind of funny because the audience was very much the, you know, the stereotypical San Franciscan, you know, technology / hipster.
So you mean people like you?
No. I didn't like the movie. I'm totally unhip. What are you talking about?
You like to cultivate an unhipness that is in itself somewhat hip.
Oh, please. You mean the conscious effort in order to look ironic?
If the shoe
You mean
fits.
Like those T-shirts that have the little ironic sayings or the old cereal boxes emblazoned over the chest?
I'm just saying everybody picks a style, and if enough people have a style, then it's easy to pick on it. But it's not like you get up in the morning and are devoid of thinking about how you appear or what you say.
Well, it's true. I don't plan on going outside in my underwear without a jacket on.
Unless that's a style choice, which like the cowboy guy in Central Park makes. Or Times Square. I guess he's in Times Square.
It's true. Or the naked guy from Berkeley who finally had to start wearing clothes when a bunch of classmates sued for sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Being exposed to his nudity.
So your commentary anyway on the crowd.
I was kind of miffed that I was trying to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, this was,
and there was a very huge gathering. You know, there were a couple of
several thousand people.
I was trying to be as polite as I could, making my way through the dark because you know it's on the park. There's no overhead lighting.
No chairs. Everybody's sitting on blankets and tarps.
And there's no access aisles or anything. So it's like, excuse me, I'm trying to make my way. I tried to get in front of this one woman, and she said, you can't go that way.
Which, like, what? You own the park? I can't go that way?
It's like, it was the clearest path to get out of there.
I would have just kept going.
She just gave me that irritating, like,
I would have kicked her. No.
I should have kneed her.
You should have just kept going.
Her head was at my knee height.
You should have just ignored her. I went walking through with Django.
I should have just stepped on her.
People didn't mess with us.
I should have just stepped on her.
I'm like, you want to tell Django she can't go this way? Nobody said a thing. You should have looked at them as if you were a Rottweiler Shepherd mix.
Uh-huh.
And they would have done anything you wanted.
Mm. So what you're saying is they need to look menacing.
Did I say menacing?
I don't know. When you say Rottweiler, does the image of cute and cuddly pop?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh.
I'm looking at her right now. She's smiling right back.
You're so predictable.
As far as dogs are, I am. I know. It's true.
But I didn't realize a couple of lines in there at the beginning. When Molly Ringwald's talking to her friend about like the dream guy she has and the car that would be sitting in the driveway, and it would be black. The guy? No, the car.
Oh yeah, there's a little bit of anachronistic ethnic
John Hughes humor.
Yeah, John Hughes humor. Well, and of course, Long Duck Dong.
Yes, that was pretty. You know, I heard. It's just that character. I'm sure kind of kind of set the tone for a lot of Asian, you know, white American relations jokes.
Yeah, definitely out of time with that part and several other parts. But there's some timeless elements mixed in there too, sort of the coming of age crap.
You know what? I don't know anyone who's ever went to school in a school bus in an urban environment.
You don't?
No. They all took the city bus.
Oh, well, this was the suburbs, though, I think.
Uh-huh. And you're telling me that the city buses don't... There are no city buses in the suburbs? Ever?
I'm saying that in St. Louis, when I was growing up, lots of people took school buses.
When I was growing up, everyone took the bus.
You didn't put children on
the only people that took the only one that took the school bus were, you know, the short bus.
So because it's different than your experience, then it shouldn't have happened.
No, I didn't say it shouldn't have happened.
Or it isn't legitimate.
No, you're saying that it still holds true today.
Yeah.
I don't think that holds true today. I think
lots of people today still take school buses. What, there aren't any school buses in the world?
No, I'm just saying a majority of people probably don't.
No, I don't think so. All right. I totally disagree with
that.
I think in big cities, perhaps, yes, but in smaller cities and small towns and suburbs,
still take school buses.
A lot of school buses. Right. Yeah,
we'll see.
I'm just saying.
We'll see the respondents. You know, like they say on Family Feud, survey says.
Actually, it was quite a revelation to me the first time I realized that students took public buses to get to schools instead of school buses. But I guess in St. Louis...
Maybe you were sheltered.
Actually, in St. Louis, a lot of it was because of forced busing.
I always thought it was because of the hayride agenda.
Now, in Greenville, everybody took a bus unless you lived close enough to walk or your parents drove you.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
Yeah. There you go. So school buses seem perfectly normal to me. Shall we get to the comments then?
Yes.
Ben Gold says, Jason added almost nothing to this episode, talking about last episode. That's rude.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Huh? Oh, I guess I didn't have to, did I? Well, on counterpoint, Blaze says, cool episode.
Yes.
So there you go.
It was cool. It was actually chilly, in fact, because we were in an air-conditioned room.
Ben says, don't diss Jeff Goldblum. My neighborhood is across the street from a restaurant that has volleyball that no one plays. If Veronica wants to move to Cincinnati and play 5 months out of the year at every few weeks, then give her my email.
Isn't something else in Cincinnati?
The Reds?
No, the WKRP.
Oh, yes. It was allegedly in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's real. It's probably
not. That's true. Uh-oh. My mouse button just died.
Oh, you better use that.
I spilled water on the laptop before we started recording. I hope it came.
You tried to clean it.
That is not what happened. Bullcut says, nice bullcut.
Bullcut or bullcut?
B-O-W-L, bullcut. Whatever you do, don't let your curiosity get the best of you. Dustin Diamond plus porn equals a good time.
No. Dustin Diamond, anywhere near adult erotica should not be allowed. I'm sorry.
Tom and Roger, you got to keep us abreast of how traffic has increased again since Roger was pimping East Meets West on DLTV. Were you pimping East Meets West on DLTV?
I mentioned it once.
Well, that's pimping, I guess. I rarely ever mention it.
I mentioned it vocally. There wasn't even.
It's not like I'm embarrassed of it.
It's okay. I mean, I understand how you feel.
When you mention it, in what context do you?
So it's like, you know, I just for some about the podcast, and it said at subbrilliant.com/EOW.
No, so you gave the URL and everything.
But I didn't have a lower third for it.
But why did it come up?
Someone was asking about podcasting. I guess I remember something like that,
like an email or something.
Audio equipment to podcast.
Okay,
I believe.
Nice. The traffic. Yes, we're up to like 700 some.
Yay!
You and doing me and 700 of our closest friends listening to this podcast.
Woo-hoo.
At least
we should have a convention like Gnome Decks, except entertaining.
We should have a virtual convention so we don't have to actually go anywhere. Everybody can show up that way.
Why don't we just all show up at a movie theater to watch a movie?
Oh, man. I can't believe the left mouse button went out. All right. Richard says, actually, in my opinion, the best Jeff Goldblum movie is Independence Day.
No.
No?
No, he was in another one. It was like a...
The Fly.
I hated that movie. It was so stupid. No, what was it? It was like it took place
Jurassic
in L.A.
Park?
It took place in L.A. and it was like a murder mystery kind of thing. But I wish I remembered. But I still like him. I still like him best in Life Aquatic because I think he's really kind of plays up his, you know, a-holy nature of the character. Where the other ones, he just tries to where his natural smarminess just kind of breaks through.
I don't know why we didn't do this last time. I'm going to look it up on IMDb.com.
I think it's because your trackpad and left button doesn't work anymore.
No, that's not why we didn't look it up last time.
I'm just
I know how to use keys. Jeff
Goldblum.
I am adaptable. I do not need a mouse to get around on the internet.
Yeah, you're just using the little nub. Let's see. Click on him. Click on him.
I can't click on him. All right, I'm going to have to tab all the way down. What a pain. But I can do it.
Don't these buttons do anything down there?
Those aren't working either.
What did you do? Spill water on it?
Yes, I already told you that. You saw me do it. Jeez. All right, Jeff Goldblum. Here we go. Adam Resurrected, Man of the Year.
Wow, he's made a lot of movies.
Life Aquatic, Incident at Loch Ness, Friends.
Prince of Egypt.
Igby Goes Down. Wow, he does work a lot.
Mr. Show. Wow.
Holy Man.
The Great White Hope.
Mad Dog Time, Independence Day. It was in a Simpsons episode.
Shooting a
Lush Life. Is this where we're going? Is this getting into the area you're looking for? The Tall Guy, which I love. Earth Girls Are Easy.
No. Raid Bradbury Theater.
Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
That I liked, but he wasn't in it that much.
Yeah, he was sort of...
10 Speed and Brown Shoe.
There we go, baby.
Legend of Sleep.
All the episodes.
Evasion of the Body Snatchers. He wasn't in that one?
Thank God it's Friday, the original 78 version. Not the Lindsay Lohan version.
The Sentinel.
Annie Hall?
Annie Hall.
Yeah, he was in Annie Hall. I'd forgotten that. Starsky and Hutch. He was in an episode of Starsky and Hutch.
You know who else was in an episode of Starsky and Hutch?
He was in Sesame Street, too.
Adam Ant.
Ah, really?
He was he played a drug dealing dude that got...
You can't think of the movie that you... Okay. Well, we just saw all the movies he's ever made.
So. Well, I can only see it by the movie, not by the name of it. Jeez, if I knew the name, then I could tell you, but I don't know it.
Jay says, great podcast as usual, guys. Veronica and or Jason should definitely be on more often. Well, if Veronica's new duties permit so, then we'll try to have...
Yes, she does have new duties, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are with that.
I have no idea.
Quick question for Tom. What is the Adventures of Standard 5 on the Subbrilliant homepage? I haven't linked that to anything yet, but I actually have several stories with a character named Standard 5. It's like sci-fi short stories.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it was nice to get a little more of a character impression of Jason. Seems like an interesting character. Does V break into song snippets all the time or just when she's being recorded? All the time.
Yeah.
More I often when so. She's not being recorded, actually, than when she's recorded. Grant Brunner says, sorry to rain on your parade, but Saturday Night Live already did the Welcome Back Cotter thing.
Lame.
And actually, not only Saturday Night Live, but some other folks on YouTube did it, and it was really good.
Fine. Okay, here's my next idea.
So you think they stole it from us?
You know what? There's one way to tell. I'm going to give yet another Harry Potter spinoff idea, and if someone runs with it, then we know that somehow our podcast has been linked to creating an entertainment franchise. Harry Potter grows up and he turns into like a drug or whatever potion junkie. And Hermione and who's that redheaded kid? Ron Beasley?
Ron Weasley.
Weasley.
Yeah.
What did I say Beasley for? Anyways, they try to it's kind of like Less Than Zero.
Okay.
With magic and like potions and wizardry and the flying car. And then Harry Potter would play the role that Robert Downey Jr. played.
So this is when they grow; they're out of Hogwarts.
Yeah, totally. Like post college.
Uh-huh.
You know, that'd be wouldn't that be awesome?
And they're just doing a lot of magic.
No, Hermione and Harry, but Ron comes back. You know, because Ron comes from the relatively you know, a good social background. Not good social, but a solid
family
background,
family
right?
Values, yeah.
So he's the one least susceptible to get into all the bad stuff.
And Harry and Hermione are all strung out on magic.
Yeah, but, you know, Harry can't, like, control it at all.
Not as hilarious as Welcome Back Potter, but a good one.
No, it's not meant to be.
No.
It's meant to be a lot more dramatic. And then you would have, like, a soundtrack by the Bengals.
I definitely don't think anyone's going to make that. Unless we do.
Less than, instead of less than zero, what would you say?
I don't know. I don't know.
Out of magic, out of time.
Nah.
See?
It doesn't imply less than zero, though.
It doesn't have to. The movie will you know.
Wow,
you don't
this is high concept, Roger.
I'm telling you, it's going to work.
It's too artsy.
Whatever.
It won't capture the public imagination.
But what I want is I want the milieu to be the school / some sort of 80s revival period.
Less than zero.
I think. Mm. Out of magic, out of time.
Less than muggle.
Maybe.
Muggle born. Well, that's definitely Hermione.
Why not?
Yeah.
That could be the second one where she becomes a prostitute or something.
Oh, great. Now we've made Hermione a prostitute. That's awesome.
How about she can be a magician, instead of like an assassin, a magician / assassin for hire?
Majassin?
A majassin. She'll have like a special, like.
Assassin?
She'll have like a special meter long magic wand that can shoot magic at up to distances of close to 2 miles.
Okay.
She'll have a super sniper scope at the end.
I think I need to work on some more Harry Potter. I'm just too involved in the actual Harry Potter right now to get my brain out of it. I don't want to say anything that will spoil it. So,
or you could do like a version of City Slickers where people like, you know, always wanted to try their hand at magic and they go into this kind of dude / magic ranch.
Stuff that revolves around schools works really well as parody for Harry Potter, like Fast Times at Hogwarts.
We could do that. Fast Times at Hogwarts High.
Yeah.
What is another school-based one? Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, so it could be
Harry Potter's Day
Off. No, it would be Ron Weasley's Day Off.
No, Weasley would be the friend who's proper and doesn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, well, they did steal his car.
Yeah.
His parents' car.
Yeah, yeah. I think J.K. Rowling actually was doing a little homage there.
Maybe. What about, who's that one teacher, Snape?
Yeah, Severus Snape.
You could do something on him.
As the
invisible
teacher.
Yeah. What other movie where a teacher becomes like psychotic?
What was the movie where they all turned out to be aliens? And I think wasn't Jon Stewart in it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Were there all large praying mantises?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't remember.
Oh, that's kind of sci-fi already. So you're just kind of loses it. Let's move on to Cerulean Lobster, who says he agrees that Independence Day is the best Jeff Goldblum movie, with Life Aquatic being second. Also, perhaps with Tom's circled in blood comment, we're finally getting to see his true nature. After all, what is Voldemort's real name? Yes, it's Tom. Maybe in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, we find out Tom Merritt is actually Tom Riddle. Roger Chang is Cho Chang's brother without the Scottish accent.
Uh-huh, or the Korean background.
No. I should be so lucky, but no.
No, I don't
I don't want to be pure evil.
I don't want to be Scottish,
there
no
you
offense.
Go. Not that he's not saying Scottish is pure evil. He's just saying he doesn't want to be Scottish. Nothing wrong with it. Not that there's anything wrong with being Scottish.
Eating haggis with chopsticks and rice.
Okay. Yeah, what's wrong with haggis and chopsticks and rice? That sounds actually pretty good.
Probably better if the rice was inside the haggis.
And then Kelly says, I give up. Where is the donation button? Is it right there on the end of my nose? I just don't see it. Could it be buried in a script my browser has been told not to display? I do run no script and AdBlock Plus. Kelly, there's no donation button.
However, if you wish to write a check and then mail the proceeds.
Don't write any checks. There's no donations. No donations at all. We don't even have AdSense on the site anymore since the redesign, which is fine.
You know, I really miss that, you know, 4 cents I got every half year.
Yeah. Oh, the trackpad's starting to come back.
Woohoo! It's showing life. What about the button?
I don't know. We'll be able to find out. Actually, here, let me try this. Maybe the button's back. No, button's not back. That button back? No, that button's not back either. That's going to be a problem. I don't think we can stop the podcast without the button.
No, you need a USB mouse, I think.
I've got a Bluetooth mouse. I'll grab that in a second.
All right.
So anyway.
We should just finish it here so we'll have a long pause and you know where to cut it at.
Yeah, the ghostly podcast.
So hopefully we'll be...
the deathly podcast.
See you from a week or so.
Yeah.
I'll be out at San Diego next week. So.
For Comic-Con?
Yes.
Okay, and then after you get back, we'll try to record one. You can update us on what happened at Comic-Con.
I saw... Oh, what's his name? Joss Whedon. Actually, I hope to see Joss Whedon.
Can you get an interview with him? Can you record something?
I don't know if I can record something.
Like on a bring a cassette recorder. They won't be offended by that. They won't even consider it. Like
Joss Whedon, you're so much shorter than I imagined.
And then we can digitize it.
Well, cool. We could.
Yeah.
Or we could. What we could do is like take all his commentary from like the Buffy the Vampire and assorted movies,
just edit it
and edit it out. So we ask him questions and he just says inane things.
All right, if you want to do that, that's cool.
I like to kill water.
I'm all for that. All right, we'll see you next time, folks.
Bye.